Where do we leave off? Talking about Midos.
We're getting into Shviras and Midos.
Shviras and Midos.
Tikkun HaMidos.
Tikkun HaMidos. Shviras and Midos.
That's what we were going to get into.
We're talking the Klal and the Prat, but is it an individual Midah thing, or is it more of a...
Right.
Midah for the Tshuva or for the Bittah.
Right. Okay. So we spoke about Midos and Mochin. Then on the one hand, we're familiar with what we see in the Siddur, that Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisrael, Malchus, these are all Midos. And although it only lists seven, and if we opened up a Musa Sefer, we'd find many more Midos than just seven, all the Midos are Nichal in these seven. So we're actually working on all the Midos during these 7 weeks. And this can be seen from the fact that there are 7 weeks, 49 days. So 49 days are just pratim to 7 weeks. So there's seven klalim, and there's 49 pratim. And of course, there's the klal of the klalim, which is Yom HaChamishim, which is Shavuos, which is the tachlis of what we're heading towards. That's a very important way to be able to frame this. And we spoke about the two primary moichin which influence the Midos. And that was really a blockbuster yisoid, which we spoke about last week. That when we discuss the inyan of Tikkun HaMidos, working on ourselves, we usually define Tikkun HaMidos as being machazik ourselves, that we're not going to say anything or do anything to hurt anyone or to get ourselves into trouble or whatever it is. And we repeat in our minds before we get into situations where we may fall that we're going to be very strong and we're not going to let our impulses get the better of ourselves. I think that's how we're taught to be a Balmidos. And from the beginning, we dispelled a very chitzonis way of understanding Midos, that Midos means being a nice guy. Being a good guy. That's not Tikkun HaMidos. That's called Derech Eretz. Just to be able to live as a civilized human being in this world, that was given to all mankind. Of course, there's a higher Derech Eretz that's expected of a Yid, but Tikkun HaMidos implies something much bigger. Like we said, from the Tzadikim, of Chaim Vital, and the Kamanas Chusya Genalena, whose Yotzeh was yesterday, that the reason why Midas is not mentioned in the Torah, he says, is because a person who's not a Balmidas, A, is a Behema. It's a Behema.
I think, just the transition of Adam as being a Mensch. Yeah. So that's where the starting point is.
Leaving Mitzrayim means going from Behema to being a Mensch. Real Adam, though, is what the Sfarim say, Adam ele Elyon. That he says, Mahu Afata. That he wants to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this word, Ma, is a very key word, like we spoke about, I forget when, but in the Haggadah it appears all over the place, the word Ma. And Ma is Gematria Adam, and it applies a higher Adam. In Kabbalah, in Tzfar Matoshim, there's a Tziruf of the Shem Ma, the Shem Havaya, when it's written out, Yud Vav Dalet He Aleph, Vav Aleph, Vav He Aleph. That shame is called the shame of Tikkun. The Tikkun of an Adam, to be a real Adam, which is called Adam El Elyon, that he says to himself, I want to be like the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mahu Af Ata. Like we're going to say on Shavuos, we're going to say, Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Matayas Yisrael Af, Ma Mikvah Af Kadosh Baruch Hu. This idea of emulating the Ribbono Shel Olam in his ways, that's a higher Adam. That's like the Rav Shitzer says, because Yotzeh is today, and we'll read a little bit from the Rav Shitzer, that the real Adam is Dam. Dam hu ha-nefesh. Dam is where our impurities are, our imperfections. You have to take an aleph of alufa shel Adam, and you have to transplant them onto the Dam. That a person shouldn't just be Dam like every other creation in the world, which That's where the nefesh is. That's where the evil impulses are. No, take the aleph on top of the dam and you make an adam. That's a real mensch. And so therefore, where we're heading, the direction in which we're going during these days, coming to Chag HaShavuos, is to be a balmidas. A balmidas in a pinious way. And that's really where we're heading in our discussions and trying to understand, to break it down, where we're coming to Shavuos. But let's just go back to that point before, because it's something which still needs birur, and we'll get to what Shmuel brought up, which is like, what are the ma'ichim which influence the midas? But let's talk one more time about ma'ichim influencing midas. And then something that Charlie mentioned last week, which we said we would be mazbir, is, you know, we say bittel, bittel, bittel. And what type of a bittel are we talking about? What seems to be the tachlis? That's why the word ma, which is the key word here, like the Ari even explains, when it comes to the kavanah of Yisra'imer, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, we're mechavin the Shem Ma. The Shem Havaya there is the Shem Ma. Every day we're following the lead of the Shem Ma to come to Shavuos. Now we said, and let's chaz at this point, that, like we had said in the beginning a few minutes ago, that being a Baal Midas is not catching ourselves in the moment. That's an aspect of being a Baal Midas, but a higher way of Midos is to allow the Mochin to influence the Midos. But when I have a different thought process, we call that last week filtering. That before we allow ourselves to act, which is called Das, Das is the filter. There's Chachma, there's Bina, and then there's Das, like the Rosh Hashanah talks about in this week's Pasha. That Hashem spoke, I'll call Adas B'nei Yisrael Kedoshim to you. Adas, he says, is the Osios Da'as. But in order to be Kedoshim, we have to filter what comes into the Midos through the sphere of Das. And that allows us to be Mekayim Kedoshim to you. Ki Kedoshani. What's Kedoshim to you? Ki Kedoshani. Mahu Kedosh, Afata Kedosh. So therefore, the sprach, like we always say, for a Jew has to be different than on the streets. You could teach any human being to be a Baal Midas and not to be a Behemoth. But to teach a mensch to be an Adam, an Alufo Shal Olam, an Adam, that sprach is only for a Yid. And that's through Liman HaTorah, the Meichin influencing the Midas, so that we teach the Midas a different way of acting, a different way of responding. Like we said, if a person is at home and one of the children does something which, you know, didn't like, and your reaction, you had a hard day, is to be gonna let it rip, and you're trying to contain yourself, you're holding yourself back, you say, I'm not gonna do that. And I came into the house thinking that I wasn't going to do any of that this afternoon, this evening. It's gonna be a really solid afternoon of being besimcha, raising up the home, knowing that it's totally on me, don't expect it to come from anybody else. But it's always kedai before coming home to take a few minutes before you open the door to not just to compose yourself, but to be mekabel upon yourself what you want to do this evening. Because that's your time in the house, right? You have time in the Beis Medrash, you have time at work. If it's those are the regular days, and then you have the time at the home. How many hours is it all together? That time you have to go to Mincha and Tamar, and you have a Seder at night, right? You're not home that often. You got to put in a few good hours where you're like, it's the hardest hours of the day. That's where you're tested. That's when the Baruch Hashem wants to see the learning which you did in the morning, you know, the davening which you daven, shachas and mincha, put it into action. Not just at work, that work is also in Nisyonos, but it's harder. It's harder to come home after a long day of work where you've had frustrations and you thought that a deal would go through and it didn't go through, and the only last thing you want to do is to go ahead and to rest, and then you walk in the door and your wife's like, okay, step up. Now I need you to deal with this and deal with that. I need you to do the homework, I need you to set the table, whatever it is. Right? We're tested every single day. We're tested. Every day, our lives are created in a way where we go through natural tests. We look at the Torah and we're like, Avraham Avinu had tests. Those are big tests. Every day we go through tests. And the real test is in the Midos. And the Ikar Hatzlacha in those tests is going to be, how was the davening that day? How was the learning that day? Where else are we getting the meichin for that? Tefillah is an exercise of emunah and bitachon. And it's supposed to give us a ha'ara to last us through the entire day. So when the Eibush is going to ask us, Nasata v'nasata b'emuna, right? We don't do business before we daven. So where did, how could we even answer the question, Nasata said, where did I get the emuna from? How can I be expected to go to work and to be a higher person, to conduct myself with emuna? With my colleagues, and my deals, where did that come from? The Eibush said, well, you daven shachris that morning. Wasn't Shabbos an exercise in emuna b'tacha? V'ani b'chasra v'tachti? These poil gruos, osif stakos. That's what it is. Tefillah is an exercise in emunah. And mincha is an island during the day where we mechazek ourselves in that. We come home. That's the ikar nisayon. That's the ikar nisayon. It could even be said that you know there's three parts of the teva. There's the higher part, the middle part, and the lower part. The higher part of the teva is like Torah and Tefillah. That's Avodas Hashem. That's called Shemayim. In the Aretz is like Derech Eretz, which is like you go to work and make a parnasa. It's called Derech Eretz. And then you have to go to the bottom part of the Teva. That's where the Raglayim are. The Netzach Chod Yisod. People who we have to be Mashpia to, where we have to be Mashpia to other people. We have to be the one who is the provider. It's hard to be a provider. It's much easier to be a Mekabel. So these three parts of the Teva, the lowest part is where the garbage is. That's where the garbage was. Not to say chalila that our family is the garbage, but that's where we work out the garbage of our midos. That's where the real work is put in. We have to take the garbage of our midos, and that's when we're malit.
That the work is done, or that's where the work is revealed.
That's where the work both. I mean, if you say it the way we're saying it, it's like this, because you're using two different lashonas, you have to answer it for us. The work is done by Torah and Tefillah. That's where the work is done. That's what we get the meichin to be able to. When is it revealed? I mean, when do we put it into action? That's in the home. This is partial. We have to the reicha kamacha. We find the Gemara dashes many times. I can't say many times, but the ikar l'reicha is a person's wife. That's the ikar l'reicha. It's final kedushim. All say, like, if you want to know how a person really is, ask his wife how he really is. Because in shul and in the work, he's gonna, you know. He's Mr. So-and-so, and he's got letters by his name, and he's got titles, and, you know, he has public pressure to be able to conduct himself according to the way that he's seen. But to his wife, he's just Jake, you know, and he's going to be taking out the garbage, and he's going to be cleaning up at the table and doing all these things, which to her, she's, you know, he's just the husband. That's the only title he has, is to be the husband. So, if a person is going the whole day trying to be a good guy, trying not to lose it, when he gets to the breaking point where there's droplets and droplets and droplets of like, okay, I'm not going to let this break, I'm not going to let this break, it's going to hit a point where whoosh, it's going to shatter, he's not going to hold on anymore. And if it's not today, it'll be in 2 days or 3 days. Because if a person is not actively taking out the garbage in his kalim, first of all, then it's going to burst. Not like every day is new. Going to sleep and refreshing definitely help because we're awake, we have more kochos, fine. But every day is a unit, but a week is also a unit. And Shabbos has a way of changing things around. But make no mistake about it, if we had a rough day 2 days ago, and it's only 2-3 days later, we're still carrying stuff from 2 days ago. And then, even though we look at this day, we're like, well, there wasn't so many things which went on today which would make me lose my cool. Or you just forget, you're still carrying the stuff from 2 days ago. Still holding on to that stuff. You haven't let go. You haven't flushed that down the toilet. You haven't worked that through. You haven't said to the Baruch Shalom, I'm throwing this on to you, or focus on other things, be mechazik myself. Carry that stuff around. Okay, I'm doing too much talking.
So I asked you a few weeks ago that if somebody is, you know, depressed, or he's having a hard time in life, and he's like, I should mention Tzitzit Mitzrayim. And you say, well, you have to realize all the good that Hashem does for you, and how all the bad things that happen is really good. So how is that different than mitos? In other words, how is mitos different than emunah?
So you're saying that our bad mitos are really good?
No. What I'm saying is that was about emunah, and this is about mitos, but it's the same thing.
Okay. So this is exactly what we're talking about, Menachem. there's midos and there's mochin. So would you say that emunah is a midah? Or is that a way of thinking?
It's a way of thinking.
It's a way of living, really.
Yeah, it's a way of living, but it influences how we live.
Right.
It's a way of living.
Our midos.
Huh?
It influences our
exactly.
Midos.
So that's what we said before. So you're opening up the next phase of discussion, which is, what are the meichim which influence the midos? Meaning, you're saying, Yeshua, don't be that guy who's always holding on. Who's always holding on not to break. Don't be that guy. Instead of allowing the bad stuff to come in, and to say, don't break, filter what's coming in. What are you letting into your kelim? Are you letting in constantly thoughts and messages into the kelim which are causing them to break? What's coming through? What's coming through the das? What are we allowing into the kelim? How much positive thinking are we allowing into the kelim? Before we get to those mechim, let's just say the way of the world today. Positive thinking, right? That's the shprach on the streets and in Barnes & Nobles, whatever it is. Positive thinking, right? How much positive thinking are we doing? Why is that important? Because what type of kelim are we producing? What stuff are we allowing into the kelim? If we're trying that positive thinking, our thoughts are what goes into the kelim. So if we're filtering out negative thoughts, then we're not in danger always of holding on, not letting the kelim break. We're training ourselves to have positive thinking. It's a different quality of life. Now, you can tell a goy even to have positive thinking. But right, they're selling millions and billions of copies of positive thinking, and it's working for a lot of people. But a yid has to have different positive thinking. And that's what we always say. The difference between chitzonis and pnimius is, if you could do it on the streets, then it's not pnimius. That's not pnimius. Pnimius is, you have to ask yourself, what's the Yiddish way to do that? The siman that it's Yiddish is that if a goy can't do it, then it's Yiddish. And the ikar meichem which we spoke about, das being the filter, are chachma and bina. Chachma is bitachon, and bina is tshuva. Bitachon and tshuva. These are the two meichem which influence the midos. Mostly. Mostly.
But when you say that Bina is tshuva, what do you mean by that?
Bina is tshuva. Yitachin is chachma. It means that everything which happens in my life, I ask myself, how does this manifest my bitachin in Hashem? How does this connect to tshuva in my life? That's the question. Let me ask the following example, Yanti, okay? Let's say, person goes to work, he's worked many weeks on a certain business deal, and looked like it was going to go through, and in the last minute, everything falls through. I've had that before, by the way. I don't look like I've ever done any business, but I have. I've been in that situation before. Where I worked on something for a very long time, and everything was set, I was going to make a good amount of money, and then everything fell. So now, what happens in that moment? Right, the ani in the person, which is the shorish of all our kelim, which is the shorish of all our midos, which is the ani. Right? Why does the ani get frustrated? Right? Goes without saying, the ani is frustrated. Why is ani frustrated? What? Why am I so upset?
Because you can't understand why Hashem didn't come through.
Okay, that's one cheshbon. Huh? He's maybe upset at Hashem. That's
upset that, Hashem is
himself. Because I need work so hard for the past few weeks.
Because it's about what I put into.
I put so many hours of it. Meaning, I invested in my life. You know why we get upset a lot of times? Because of times. Because of the time that we put into things. Time is money. Time is life. You know why a person who gives tzedakah, it's so chashiv from the highest mitzvah. Tzedakah is like kimat equal to Talmud Torah. You know why? Because when a person gives tzedakah, he's giving away his life. Giving away his life. That's why tzedakah is tatsum imavis. Because if you're holding $100,000 in your hand and you write out a check to tzedakah and giving that away, you could look at this $100,000 and say, you know what I could do with $100,000? You know how many vacations I can have? You know how many additions I can make on my house. You know how many nice dinners I can go on? $100,000 is a lot of, it's a lot of life. A person takes $100,000, gives it away to somebody else. Not only is it $100,000 what he could do, but it's what he did. You know how much time it took to make $100,000? He may have gotten the check in a minute, but there was a lot of hours, many weeks, many months, could be years until they made $100,000. So he's taking a few years, or a few months, or a few weeks, and he's giving it to somebody else. That's just giving away your asid, you're giving away your avar. You're giving away your time. Your time is your life. That means to say that if I had to go back in the books and to look at how many hours I put into this check, that's time, that's life, and I just gave that life away. The life that I could have, and the life which I had to put into it. What could be more precious than that? Giving away my life. Just gave away my life. To give somebody else life, of course tzedakah tatzim your mother. You killed yourself. If you're willing to give away the hours that you put in, that means you killed yourself for those hours, because it wasn't for me, it was for somebody else. So Hashem says, okay, you gave away those hours, you gave away that time, you gave away that life. So I'm giving you more life. You're replacing life for life. It's an exchange of life for life. So even a person who's on an ani, and he puts the time in, and he's unsuccessful, and he worked, so he's frustrated for the time, for the hours, for the effort, for the energy, for the time that he put into this, but he could have put into something else, wasted my time. And then he thinks about what he could have done with this money, could have done had this deal gone through, and he has to have the lachatz of where it's going to come from somewhere else. Then he's upset. Then he is very upset. Now put ani through the filters of bitachon and truth. What happens when you put that experience, that ani says, you know what? That ani says, I want to look at it from a different perspective. How does, now that I'm filtering that through bitachon and tshuva, what's going to happen now? What's this ani? What's this baal midos now going to do? What's he going to say?
From a fresh ben nefesh away, from the tshuva standpoint.
Let's take bitachon first. Yeah. What's bitachon going to say?
Bitachon is that Hashem has plans. It's, I do my hishtalos, whatever I do,
for
I do.
What's the best for me?
The best for me?
Yeah. Whatever Hashem.
This is the best for me.
Right? Bitachon means, divni bitachon in emuna is emuna is more shaykh to chai and bitachon is shaykh to tov. Bitachon is the world tov and ra. Bitachon says, nothing comes bad from Shemai. The more that I maimin that Hashem is involved in everything, that Hashem has His finger on everything that goes on in the world, so I may see ra, but really everything is good. This is really for the good. A real baal bitachon can throw a party if a business deal goes wrong. Whether he made it, whether it went well, or whether it didn't go well, he can make a party. Good. It's a very high level.
It also leads to the other side of it. The bitachon aspect of it is, I'm in the process, I do my shabbos, I do my work, Ibrahim cares about. Right? When something doesn't happen, I can do this and that, and also I can learn something from it. That's where it feeds into being. But it has to. My understanding, you have to start with the talking before you can get to the tshuva.
Okay, it could be.
If there's no ra, it
could be separate though.
If there's no ra, so why do we say dynamis? Why is there a devos?
Because there's, like Rafutner explains, there's a difference between concepts which we know in Machshava and what there is in the actual world in the Olam HaMaisa. Meaning we can allow the Maisa to influence the Midos, but we can't say that the Machshava, that the Maichin is the Metzias. Meaning we know that the Zion Midos corresponds to the Zion days of the week, and everything is Zion in this world. That's the Midos, right? So the Machshava can influence the Midos, but until HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale that everything is Kulay Taiv, then we'll say everything will be, the Gemara says in Brachas, we'll all say Hatayga Meir. But you have to be able to see it to say it.
You're not saying Baruch Ha'ara, you're still saying Baruch Dynamis. You're not saying, it's not.
No, but
it's still not.
It's also not Yev Shkul Tayyib, it's not Megala.
Yeah, Baruch doesn't mean that you're saying that it's good. It's not what Baruch means.
No, I'm saying you're not giving it, even the Baruch part is not, you're not even saying it's Ra, it's Dynamis. You don't, it's.
Right, certainly. You're not saying Chas V'Shalom Ra on it. Yeah. You're saying that Hashem, you're Dayan Emes, and you were a Dayan, and there's Mishpat here, and but you can't say, you can't make the bracha that it's Atoy V'Hameti, because you have to be able to say it. You have to be able to see it to say it. That's where Rav Futner
understand it.
Right.
You know,
Right. That's why Futner says that normally brachas we say baruch atah. But when it comes to baruch shama, you don't say baruch atah, you say baruch. Baruch shama. Why can't you say baruch atah shama b'hayoylam? Because if you didn't see it, you can't say it. You can't say baruch atah. You weren't there when he said shama b'hayoylam. So you can't point and say baruch atah. You could say baruch because that's more considered to be more benister. That's who. But to say atah, that you're there, that you see it, you can't say that you see it. You can't say that he was shama b'hayoylam. You can give a bracha, but you can't say sat. So that's bitachon. Bitachon means now that the experience is being filtered, it's going through bitachon. I'm not fighting with my yitzhahara, with the kingdom anywhere, not to break. Positive thinking. But it's not fake positive thinking. It's real positive thinking. Because bitachon is a truth. It's a truth. We're not convincing ourselves. See, a lot of the shprach in the chitzonius is that it's fake. Chitzonius is fake. Like, in the chitzonius, the way that they achieve positive thinking and positive results in the mention of the midos is through mantras and by training the mind to think positively. Right? It's conditioning. It's conditioning a thought process so that you live a better life. It could be things are not so positive. Right? But as long as you have positive thinking, at least you're feeling better about yourself. You can get up in the morning. You can smile to other people. You can feel good about yourself. Right? It's more of it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. But you have positive thinking and influence how you feel. And pnimius is always the emes. If Hashem is saying, I want you to be a Baal Bitachin and to know that everything Hashem does is for the good, that's not fake. That's truth. You're not attaching yourself to a tool, to an exercise, to make yourself have a better life and to have a good day. You're attaching yourself to a higher truth. You're living like a Jew should live. And everybody else who's behind you, who's below you, who's not thinking that way, they're not living in something which is more real. They're living in something which is more detached. Which is not real. It's not real. Bitachon is real. A Jew is attaching himself to our truth.
I think the good and bad thing is getting to a point where good and bad isn't a thing. It's whatever is the situation Hashem wants from us. And I think it's, I mean, working towards that, where you're not even seeing good or bad, it just is.
So you're saying that's higher than Bitachon or lower than Bitachon?
I think that's what Bitachon is trying to get us to.
So I would argue with you on that. I would say
it's
that
just a thought, not my action.
Oh, okay, fine. So I would say like Bitachon has to do with Toiv and Ra. Toiv and Ra. It's that more that a person is able to acknowledge that Ra is not Ra, it's really Toiv. That's Bitachon. Dayan ha'emes may be even higher than bitachon, because dayan ha'emes means that you could type dayan ha'emes with two ways. One is the lower way, one is the higher way. Dayan ha'emes can mean, okay, you're the dayan. You say mida k'neged mida. If this thing happened to this person, it's because he did bad things. And you're dayan ha'emes. And you pay back rough, you know, rough for rough. That's how you go, Ribbono Shel'olam. That's how you go. That's called emes. You exact mida k'neged mida. Or dayan ha'emes can mean something else. Dynamis can mean a higher thing. It can mean, you know what? Like Yanki was suggesting, really, Toiv Ra is relative. Toiv Ra is relative. I could say, really, there's no such thing as relative, no such thing as Toiv.
I think more on, for us personally, good and bad is something that shouldn't be existing, because there's good for the world. We'll never know what's good or bad for us. It's just not in the cards for us to know. And we just have to trust that whatever is going on is good for the world. I mean, we're always going to perceive things as good and bad.
Okay, I ask you a question.
Did it have to happen? Because MS in its way comes from around the world, yes. You take any calamity in Jewish history, look at it in the lens of good, it's very different than looking at it in the words of MS. It's hard for me to understand the good, and definitely it's like, okay, so whatever, I have to trust in that, and then there's MS is seeing a higher truth to it.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. So I think when you get to understand that, then the good and bad doesn't affect you. I don't know.
Yes, that's right. But that's a much higher level. Meaning, let's say, for example, I'm a Baal Bitachin. You're talking about very high madrigas. Let's say I'm a Baal Bitachin, let's say, right? And I know that a bad business deal went through, you know, fell through, and it was supposed to be great, and now it's not going to work out. A person thinks to himself, oh man, and he thinks about what could have been, what should have been. Fine. We had just recently Parshas Tazria Mitzayra, where the Torah tells us that if a person is afflicted with negatzaras on the home, So Chazal tell us that was only just to uncover riches, right? The person looks at his home, he's like, oh. He's like, no, I have to spend the tens of thousands to fix the roof, to fix the walls, of this, and to, right? It turns out that it was a bracha in disguise, right? Nowadays, Saras would be like, you know, you have to spend $10,000, you know, to fix it up, but then the insurance money comes through and you made $50,000, right? That's modern day Saras on the houses, right? We had that with our basement. We had a flooding in our basement, and Baruch Hashem was covered with insurance, so we had a new basement now. It took some time, but Baruch Hashem, we had a new basement. So at first, we were very upset about it, you know. We had a new basement. That was modern day tzaras. Okay, so what's that? That's called basement flooding is bad, new basements are good. Right? That's how we think. So that's one madriga. Like, being in the hospital is bad, being on vacation is good. And the Baal Shem Tov has a very important teaching.
So if you would have had the choice beforehand, if somebody would said to you, I'll give you a new basement if you let it flood.
Yeah.
What would you have done?
Insurance fraud. Insurance fraud.
No, I'm kidding. But I'm saying the issue with the flooding is not the fact that if you would have known that because of the because of the flood, you're going to get a new basement.
Right.
So now you're happy, but that doesn't take away the fact that you were inconvenienced, let's say,
right,
with the fact that it became flooded. So now, if somebody did say to you, if you let it flood, and whatever you have to throw out, whatever communities you have to go through, especially since you've been through it, right? What would you say now? Would you say, let it flood because I get a new one? Or would you say it's not worth getting the new one because I have to go through the tsar of the flood?
It's like when you go through a big bad car accident and you get
settled. I'm asking specifically because it's happened, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, a chacham is ra'is ha'noilad. And if he thinks, you know, if I have to be out of my house for 6 weeks, eight weeks, not using my basement, but I'll have a new basement for the next number of years, I think that toiv outweighs that ra, right? It's a relative question. I mean, some people it'll be a good deal, some people won't be a good deal. For us, it was great. But it's relative. But self though, Kain, the difference is that I'm giving terms of toiv and ra to the situation. Meaning, to me, new basements is good, and flooded basements are bad. But I'm happy to have a new basement and have a flooded basement to get there.
But flooded basements are always bad.
No.
And new basements are always good.
No, not true. If I'm going to hire a madriga, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe there is such a madriga which is called MS, which is that there's no such thing as Tavim Ra. Whatever the Baruch Shalom does, that's just totally fine with me.
Okay.
That's a much higher madriga. That's where Bitachon goes to the next level called Bittel. I mean, Bittel is a higher madriga, which you could be a guy that he's walking down the street and you can find $1 million on the ground, or Chalila be hit by a car, you can have the same reaction. Why? Because that's what Baruch Hashem wanted.
I can't relate to that.
We can't relate to that because that's a very high madriga. To be zeichet to such a madriga, it has to be given to you. Such a madriga.
We're able to reach that madriga now?
Such a thing, yeah, of 100%. Course. There are people like that.
I'm just asking.
I was on it once.
That's called MS.
That's a spell.
But I think we could use this to maybe help us get to understand what, like, when we go through things in this world with later. The same way you could see that a flooded basement is bad, but the good basement is good. There's things that we're not seeing right now. That's
Saras, yeah.
But
that's Saras on the house.
So that could help us really, you know, at least get to a place in our mind.
Yeah. That's a very fine madriga. That's a very, very fine madriga. If something happens and it's not good, and I can't say, you know what, Ratzon Hashem, whatever Ratzon Hashem is, this is so good. Whether I'm sitting in a jail, doesn't matter where I am, whether I'm in the Bahamas, doesn't matter where I am. Everything is good. It's what Hashem wants me to be. This is great. Such a madriga, such a bittel to the Ratzon Hashem, that's already like past Bina, past Chachma, that's like Keser territory. That's like a complete disregard for myself. That's only what the Ratzon Hashem is. That's a very, very high madriga.
It sounds like Ad Lo Yada to a certain extent. Like, how am I supposed to know what's good?
Yeah.
I can't doubt for anything.
Yeah. It's important to know, because we need to know where our destination is. That's the destination.
Well, but there's always that positive side, right? So in the case of Rebbe, where you saw that you got a new basement, so now, and you were able to see that the flood was really good. It's really like that with everything in life. We just not always do we see the positive side because we don't see the full picture, but we have to just know that it's there.
100%.
You have to wait 120 years.
But on the same token, like we were listening to Shira.
Right, but we don't. Because
but you're seeing the good.
I'll tell you something.
Then you're sort of seeing Hashem, like his program that takes away from our emunah.
Why?
Because so, you're seeing
the good.
That's when the words know there's something here in the world. But the whole objective is something happens in life, right? I'm going to learn something from it. I'm going to trust that for whatever reasons it happened, and it's going to help me in MS, wherever it is, which is like a practical way of looking at things. That okay, the pranis came to me, so tshuva and betachin that things are working out. God has a plan. I don't have to be in the highest level to do that. The bitul where I'm like, I see that happening, right? I see the MS, and I see that this is the ratzon, and this is the best thing in the world. It's very different than having a munah that same should fears the belt.
So what's it? Say again.
I'm saying, without getting to MS.
Without getting to MS, which is the highest level.
Okay. Something happens in my life, right?
Okay.
So I have an experience, and to me, it's seemingly bad. So that's where I'm holding. I see things very binary, black and white, right? Yeah. I could still have faith. First of all, I don't know.
Right.
I don't run the world. Learn something from it, which is true side of it, right? And just trust that the Eibush affairs develop, and that's it. And where's that fall in all the labels and categories that we're looking at? Is that just that's what Bitachon is?
No, Bitachon is everything Hashem does for the good.
But I don't know what good is.
Huh?
But I don't know what good is.
No, you do know what good is. You like vacations, right? That's good.
So believing in the Olam Emes or believing in Olam Haba, whatever it is, that's the good aspect of it. That's what I'm focusing on.
Oh, that's also okay.
I'm saying, that's
let's take
I'm
a step back. Okay.
I can look at
let's take a step back.
Tangible.
I got it. Okay. I understand. So there's a machlekes between the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and other tzaddikim in defining bitachon and how it works, how it translates. The tzaddikim who lived before the Baal Shem Tov were of the opinion, and still there are some today who are of the opinion that bitachon is the extent of bitachon is I accept that everything is for the good, but it doesn't mean it can manifest itself in this world for the good. It just means that it's going to be good in the next world. That's probably the way the bitachon you were raised with, right?
What you're suffering now is only going to get you higher in the next world.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Right. Sometimes you have a flooded basement, and there is no other good.
That's right. There's not going to be a good basement.
It's flood.
Baal Shem Tov came and he said that's not the case. And he said, with the Kayach of Bitachon, you can actually make good things in this world now. You can be poiled in this world now. It's a game changer. Because really, you can't say that there's any ra. Everything is kulo toiv. So to say that it's bad in this world and it's going to be good in the next world, that's not true. There's no lines which are separating between this world and the next world that's what's kulo toiv and this is the world which is ra. If you have emunah and bitachon that there's no such thing as ra, and you're sincere and it's true, then you can be poiled each and every time to manifest that it's really toiv and not ra.
But that's the idea of being makir toiv, to be able to pull the good out of it and create more toiv.
No, this is different than makir toiv. Makir toiv may be I makir that Hashem, you give me toivus in my life, but that I makir about this instance that this is really l'toiv and it's not l'ra. You can reveal that it is l'tayv and not l'ra.
So the chiddush of Baal Shem is the gilui.
Yes, how it's megal in this world.
It's such a negative. I mean, it seems very negative and very hard to hold true to. When you tell somebody, you just don't see the good. You're never going to see the good, but this next world. Now hold on to that through all the troubles and trials and tribulations of life.
Well,
right? To get to Batakan to that point.
It's also hard to have a lot of patience.
It's also very
hard.
These other
people
are going to say that there's no
toiv anigla. But that's
also
something. You can't be poiled toiv anigla through bitachon. The Baal Shem Tov came along and he said that, and Al Pi Chassidus, the reason why he was megalo that. I mean, it's not the pshat. Like, where's the makor? He was the light which came into the world who was megalo that truth.
It's a light we can see.
You can actually see. You can see the toiv with the koyach of bitachon. That's the Baal Shem Tov's chiddush.
The Rechaim also says that. The Rechaim says that there's no ra by Hashem.
Well, not that we know, but I'm saying with the Archem HaKadosh goes so far as to say that you could be poil with the Kayach of Bitachon, actual toiv in this world. So therefore, Bitachon is the world of toiv and ra. There's MS, which is like, there's many levels of MS. The lower level MS is where Tiferes is, which is like Mida Kenegi Mida is MS. That's why you say Dayan MS when something goes wrong, right? You say Dayan MS because you're Mekabal that there's a Mida Kenegi Mida. That's a lower MS. The higher MS, which is in the Olam HaSal Yoinim, which is that MS of Bittel, which is like, I don't measure things by Tov and Ra. I measure things by Ratzon Hashem. Because Ratzon Hashem is higher than Tov. It's reality. It's emes. That's Chesam Moshel Kadosh Baruch Hu emes.
So he's saying that everything is good, is that acting according to Hashem's Ratzon, meaning everything is good because it's Hashem's Ratzon. And I know that everything that happens to me is
happens
the
to be,
best case scenario for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Happens to be that the Toiv HaTachlis, the ultimate good, is that MS. It's also Toiv is one with that MS. But it's a different type of a Tov. It's not a Tov which is relative to Ra. It's right. A Tov which is like the MS Toiv.
Is that like,
because it's Hashem's MS?
Is that like
an indistinguishable?
What Gan Eden is, that different perspective of thinking, of seeing everything as Ratzon, as being good.
Objective. Such a perspective is higher than Gan Eden.
Is that not the Das that we're all striving for?
No, that's what. Das is not a state of world, that's Chitzonius. Das is a state of mind, the Lashem Tov says. It's a state of living. It's a state of how you allow your Meichin to penetrate, to fill your Kalim. The Das is not going to be determined by your Matzav, it's going to be determined by your Meichin.
So that's how we bring Gan Eden into this world.
Yeah, so the person can be living Olam Haba in this world because he has higher Meichin. He has Meichin of Bitachin. We didn't talk about the Meichin of Tshuva yet. We're talking right now about Bitachin and even a little bit higher than that, but we'll get to Tshuva in a little bit.
Rabbi Akiva's whole thing with the, when he saw the Churban Abayas, and he was able to see that it's, he was laughing because he's able to tap into that Tov no matter what. Whereas the other Tanaim he was with, where they weren't seeing it that far ahead, they were just maybe looking at
possibly. Set up shot on this in the Shabbos Shirka, I think it was a couple of weeks ago. It's hard to say that the other Tanaim didn't.
No, I'm not saying like that. I'm saying
Derech Musi could say such a word, but
the Tzaddikim before the Baal Shem, that.
Yeah, if you say the Biki was Megal and Nuar, which could be, then you can say pshat like that. Perhaps. Shaul, you're so quiet. You must have a lot to say. It's hard to say. What? You have the floor. Go ahead.
I'm just trying to figure out the Baal Shem Tov's promise.
Yeah.
Which is when you say you see Toiv, does that mean immediately you see Toiv? Or does that mean that you're going to now allow Toiv to be manifest in whatever timeline that it manifests?
When it manifests, meaning it really has to do with the Nekudas HaLev, meaning that when the Nekudas HaLev in this instance, because every situation which we encounter in our life is not going to be the same as the one before. It's gonna be pushing us to higher levels of bitachon and being margish, a true bitachon. So when a person hits that point where Hashem knows only in his heart that he's mamish about bitachon in this, so then he's activating that to be niskala now. It could be in a moment. It doesn't have to be mamish in this moment, but he'll see minayu bay. He'll see from that matzav how he'll be able to see with his eyes how that was toiv and it was not ra.
What timeline is the question? Because then you're back to the.
Don't know.
In a way, you could be back in the other world. Just Olam Haba in 85 years from now is the same to the guy standing where he is right now. It's far into the distance. So the difference between saying you're going to see Tov and you're going to get Sarn Olam Haba, if you're talking, you know, most. So is the Baal Shem Tov saying, don't worry about the future?
Right. He was really talking about.
It's not manifest now.
Yeah.
Because some service says, where he says the Chayre in front of the Yiro, right? You can only see it from.
That's a subsafe. We're talking right. About Baal Shem Tov.
I understand, but that, you can use that same thing that you're going to see it in the future. When you're going forward. It was explained to me that once you train yourself to look backwards and see all the good, and automatically going forward, every situation that you're in, you come to understand, and it's like the Meichen that we said it's like the color. It doesn't allow the bad to affect.
Correct.
It's,
that's Meichen. That, so you that's could, good that can so be that any cheder in Jewish.
No, now that becomes good. It makes this bad situation into good now because I know what? That it's good.
But also there's here, more, I feel it already. But on top of that, there's a lot of good things happening even in a bad situation. When you're focusing on the good things, that's all you're seeing.
Okay, so that's
this isn't a psychological trick.
That's a training.
You perceive the good and the bad. He's not giving you like a, like, whenever you're in a situation, look for the positive. He's not, we didn't need Baal Shem Tov to teach us that. He's telling you, like, he's giving us a yusayt in spirituality. He's saying there's kaychas in the world that you're unlocking when you say Gamzul Tova and you mean it.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. And he was talking about a situation not post facto, meaning he's talking about at the moment. If you see something coming your way, like there's a comet about to hit your life, and you're looking at that and you're like, come on, Rahman al-Tafa, this could be good. This could be really, really good. It will be good. It will be good. That comet will be.
Wasn't this story with Baal Shem Tov?
But it's going to be good.
He got bit in his sleep, and then he hit the water, and he knocked over the water, and it happened to fall on a coal.
Yeah.
And then the coal was going to burn down the house. And then as he was walking back to his bed, a beam fell onto the bed. So, like, I think that's what Charlie's trying to say. Is, are we going to be able to see immediately? I don't know.
But he was talking about the oncoming. That if the oncoming a person has bitachan and he believes, then as soon as it enters into his atmosphere, so then what looked like this big row, which was a comet, as soon as it comes in the atmosphere, it just melts away, and now it's, you know, water, which is on your lawn, and now you're growing your vegetables and tomatoes.
As big as a kli is to mirakabo that into that way of thinking, and that
correct.
Then that's how that's immediate correct. It happens.
That's right. So the instance is coming into my life. I have maichin. It's coming in. It comes into my maichin now. How I am a kabul the maichin of that will determine what happens with that.
Right. And quickly.
That's right. That's what we're calling.
That's because the Adam is higher than the Olam. That goes back to what we spoke about David and Yosef. The Adam is higher than the Olam. If my maichin say this, and the Olam is saying something else, the Adam will overpower the Olam. That's the pshat.
We control our own reality.
That's another right. question.
Yeah.
Is the Kain sitting to your right?
No.
He's sitting in left in right field today.
Oh, that Kain
is the left. Right, when you look to your right for the Kain, he's supposed to sit to your left, no?
He's in behind. He doesn't want to be caught on candid camera.
Ofer, where are you? I want to be where you are.
I'm just in front of my house. I have a quick question, comment, which is the. I feel like it's sort of an attitude of bitacha, right? Of me not knowing what's good and what's bad. If I come to this place of acceptance that everything is happening in this world exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. So, like, even for the example before, if I want to be a to control myself if I'm walking in the house, right? Obviously, it's easier for me if my kids are behaving, right? But just because my kid might not be behaving, it's the opportunity for me to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon by just being there for my kid, right? And that can apply in the house, but even beyond. So, like, whether it's business, right? And I personally, I have had a business situation where I was lost, right? And when I ended up switching the attitude to, yeah, this is not really going the way I would want it to go, but I have the opportunity to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into it and saying, listen, I don't know why this is happening, but clearly this is the direction that you wanted things to go. I can tell you personally from my experience, bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu front and center instead of me trying to do what I think is right and taking actions that I, you know, when I could bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into it and say, listen, I'm not going to try to figure this out on my own. Please guide me. Right? It was the attitude adjustment. There was no good or bad. It was just, I do. And be grateful that he's there right with me, and that's the way I can move forward. I feel, is that along the lines of what Rebbe was saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's along the lines of, like, a very, you're bringing, like, lights, flashes of light from, like, a high level of bittul into your life. Meaning, we can have flashes of very high madrigas and apply them in certain situations. You know, you're talking about a very high madriga of whatever Hashem wants, whatever Hashem wants, and you're allowing it to come into your home at times and into your business life at times. But there are people who live there all the time, and when a person lives there all the time, he doesn't make a move without saying, like, what does Hashem want with my right hand right now? What does Hashem want me to eat right now? Does he want me to put this bite into my mouth right now or not? We don't live on that madriga. We go to the restaurant, and then we put food, and then we stuff ourselves, and then we can't say that we're people that we're mavazel ourselves at every moment, and we're like, what do you want of me right now, Hashem? We have flashes of that. So you're talking about using a great truth, which you know, and bringing it into your life to influence a certain sphere of your life, which is beautiful, and that's exactly right. What we want to try to acquire for ourselves is a way of life consistently, and that's what real meichin coming into the midas is, concretizing thoughts which we believe to be true, and bringing it into the kalim means that they're in the kalim in a way that they're stable, they're consistent, they're real, every aspect of our lives. That's what it means to bring a mayach into a keli, that you become that thought, you become that truth. That's what we're talking about. That's what the sphere days are leading up to Matan Torah, is that it's a mensch of bitachon, it's a mensch of tshuva, that you look at these midos and they've been overpowered, they've been overtaken by these thoughts of bitachon and tshuva. Not like we said, mantras or exercises, but true meichin are feeling these kelim.
So how do you differentiate, in my personal experience, a lot of chassidei umas olam who have the mantra, acceptance is the key to all my problems today.
Right.
But that sounds much more, you know, in the kelim. I can make myself the biggest keli in the world and I just accept it. Mm-hmm. How do I differentiate that between the acceptance that's required in the avodah, in the meichin, in the bittul?
It's very simple. Acceptance that the world talks about is acceptance that things are out of your control. Accept the world that you live in. Meaning, you're not the balabas here. You have to share the world with everybody else. You can't determine what everything is going to be. There are people, everybody else is a balabas here too. So everybody has to accept everybody else. What are you accepting? You're accepting the world. Accepting the world.
A higher power.
No. Whatever it is. Okay, the universe. Call it the universe. That's a mishigas. Call it the universe. The universe is the world. It's just.
Shach Pratis is the difference here?
Of course, you accept the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's all you accept. Accept. That's what Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim means. You're Makabel Malchus Shemayim, and it's Shlemus. It means I'm Makabel the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Is that Bitachon?
No.
No.
Right, but what is that?
That's Emunah.
That's Emunah.
That's
Emunah. The Bitachon was Tov and Ra. What's Emunah?
And the Malchus.
So that's what we're saying, is that Kabbalah, if you take it straight to the highest place, if you want to know Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim B'Shlemus, it comes out to be Keser. That's where Malchus becomes Keser, right? Malchus is the lowest sphere, that's Mayani. Now, things which are coming into the world, and they're coming into the Meichin, into the Midos, the end, the lowest Midah is Malchus, that's called Mayani. That's the destination point, right? So therefore, if Ani, my Malchus, is the destination point, then that's the Tachlis. Everybody has to ask, what is the Tachlis of everything in your life? So if my perspective of life is that Mayani is my purpose, so then of course you're going to get about upset of everything which goes on in the world. Because everything which challenges your Ani, everything which challenges your Malchus, if you want to do A and somebody else wants to do B, you're going to be upset. Because the Tachlis in my life, in this world, is Ani. And when there's somebody who stands against that, so it's going to frustrate me. So the shift which we need to do is to turn Ani into Ayin, that I don't make myself the purpose of my life, I make the Ribbono Shel Olam the purpose of my life. Then instead of everything coming down to my Malchus, everything is going up to the Keser. You understand? I've turned that Malchus and Keser, so when everything is flowing down into the Malchus, you're looking at the Malchus, hey, that's not your Ani, that's Hashem's Ani down there. When I make Hashem's Ani the purpose of my life, we spoke about this forever, we spoke about how the real Ani of me is not Ani Yoshua, it's Ani Hashem. When I uncover that truth that I'm an Neshama and really I'm just an extension of Hashem in this world, then everything which is coming into my life is not for me, it's for the Baruch Shalom, so I don't have to get upset.
If I get upset,
it's holy anger for Hashem's covet.
But when we do get to that level, then there is no good and bad, because it doesn't matter.
Also, that's why what Dani is saying translate into Keser. Because
then,
that's higher than Bitachon. Because then it's just Ratzon Hashem. So meaning, we're working with lower Shprach right now. We're saying, in the world of Tov V'Ra, call that Bitachon, that's the Mayach of Chachma. So then, if I'm acknowledging that there's a Tov V'Ra, so that's not the highest level called Keser, where forget about Tov V'Ra. Don't be Magdo, don't make a Simpson on that. There's something called Tavra Hashem. That's just Ratzon Hashem.
That's a gift. So right now, practically, in this, where I see Tavra, what is the Avodah B'Tachon that we're talking about?
Acknowledge that everything Hashem does is for the good.
Those two Avodahs are sort of like contradicting each other.
They're not contradicting. First
because
of all,
if I'm doing everything for Hashem, and I'm not me anymore, then who cares about good and bad? And
correct.
Then,
that's contradictory because it's higher, so it eclipses that madriga.
But what if like you're in both places? I don't know.
You are where you are. Okay. You can bring these iris into your life. They can influence your life. But we're talking about, anyways, big madrigas, you know. We're going to go home and we're going to want to get ready for Shabbos. We're going to have to give children the bath to be like, this is how you spend the Shabbos, right? But that, yeah, that's how you go into Shabbos. You mevatar yourself to somebody else. That's the Kamana said, you know. He said it about himself and about his uncle. This is Yortzeit yesterday, the Kamana. He said that his uncle, the Zidit Shriver, he said that he would go into Shabbos looking for a big bizyonis to go into Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Big bizyonis. Let's talk about this one. Be a mace bear of Shabbos. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big bizyonis. That's how we go into Shabbos. So you didn't have Shabbos until you went to big bizyonis.
What does that mean?
Big bittle. Big bittle.
So he said he swept the floors. It was beneath his dignity.
Oh,
to
okay.
Make Charlie
thank
happy,
you.
Can we tie bittle into this to end it off? Or?
We did.
I've talked about that. So, Mr. Shem, next week we talked about bitachon, we talked about keser, we have to talk about tshuva.
So, I'm going to work on my bitachon and come to the shir and then drive to Muncie. Like, I'll have bitachon and I'll get there in time.
It's a tough one.
Apologies for the.
Okay, Shkayach, everyone, good in Shabbos.
Thank you.
I'm not going to be here next week. I have to go to Lakewood. Just a quick question.
Shabbos.
Right? No, it's fine. You said the Petachon is good and tov and ra. And what's Amunah? Just in one line.
Amunah is keser. Amunah is that madriga of I'm a kabbal the Ratzon Hashem, whatever it is. Ratzon Hashem is everything.
So it's a higher level than
Bitachon. Yeah, because you're not. Understand this. Bitachon is already making a gvul.
Right.
Being magvil, something as being tzayavira.
Right.
There's a period there. There's a gvul there. There's a tzimtzum there. If you just throw it higher and you say everything is just Ratzon, everything's Ratzon Hashem,
right.
We're tapping into a more achdistic place. That's emunah. So therefore, emunah could be higher than Bitachon.
It seems like an unattainable level.
It comes through Bitachon, though. If one realizes that everything,
you have to go through Bitachon to get there,
right? If one realizes that everything is from Hashem, then even the bad situation could be good right now. Because again, even if I don't see it, I know that right now there's something happening that's best for me. If Hashem always puts me in the best possible situation, and even right now, if it manifests itself as something bad, if I see it as something bad, right, to try this question, is it good now or is it good then? It depends. I think it really depends on where. How much you recognize that everything that Hashem puts me into the perfect situation at every time, and then, yeah, right now it's good. Even right now, even if I don't understand it, I know that it's good, and it's not—it's not a trick. It's not a mantra or anything. It's—it's
right.
It's actually good.
That's right.
You can see that.
Yeah.
So,
you can't actually see it.
Yes, you may not see it, but I know. But it is good.
The Baal Shem Tov says that you will see that it's good. Not that just that you have an idea that it's good.
When you get to that point, you're going to end up seeing that it's good. Not only do you know it, you're going to see it, you can recognize it.
You want to know what works, which name is Shem Tov, which name you can play with.
You'll always end up seeing a lesson from it. You'll see a thing from it. You'll see how it's good.
That's secondary. It's secondary because it's not the thing itself.
Also, you have.
Like very,
no, but that's, you
can see it.
You
in
only
this
got
world.
To that
so,
point.
Yeah, that
kind of Hashem only got to that point. You
yes,
only
yes,
got
yes,
to that point.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yes.
By going through the situation.
The Lashon, I think the Lashon of the man was a little bit
look at
less,
a person and
not
and
as
judge
deep.
Him in your head.
Something more.